The conference will now begin.
Okay, so here we go. I'm just getting my safer, I apologize. Okay. Well, Hashem back in Ish. Anybody would like to join? You can come. All right, here we go. So we're on page here now, 114. And Nelson is teaching us something very important. As always, we know in Hasidus, that which looks like it's the worst thing, looks dark. Adrava, hidden within is the biggest light. And so we've learned that many times, we've had many shmuzim, that this, if this situation is that looks bad, is really not the good. You know, the virus is, you know, of course it did what it did to some people, but, you know, there's an ultimate goodness to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that we've heard those types of stories many, many times, which are all true. But what Rabbi Nelson is saying over here, he's going to the root of the matter, or as he said, the depth of the matter. We're going right into darkness itself. Nighttime, darkness, a time of klipos, a time of fear, of denial, a time of questions, of not knowing. We're going into that place, and Rabbi Nelson is saying it's from Rabbi Nachman, of course. It really is taka great. It really is the emes, and it's really the greatest light in nighttime, in sleeping. Sleeping is usually, like we've been discussing, sleeping is usually, it connotes not being aware, not being awake, not being conscious, and that's a big detriment to one's whole life, especially in one's avodas Hashem. But sleeping really, in its panemius, we know, has to be tov, has to be. Everything in this world, in the panemius, has to be tov. That's how Kadosh Baruch Hu created it. And if we're even sleeping, even darkness is a tov. So that's what we started yesterday, talking about how when a person goes to sleep, he's actually helping out his mokum. His mind is tired. His mind is tired from questions. His mind is tired from just being overtaxed in work, whatever it is. Going to sleep helps your mind. Now, when a person has his das, and he's able to think clearly, so that's amazing. And Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a das, and he wants us to use our das. But there's certain times of life where the das is weak. And Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it like that in order that we have to use our emunah. That's what we discussed. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to build our emunah. If we only were reliant on our das, we would never be using the greatest koach that we have within us, which is called the emunah. So therefore, he creates zmanim where we have to throw away our das. It's either thrown away for us, or we act that we have to throw it away in order that we can enter into the world of Emuna. Sometimes Das and Emuna can be a spirit to each other. So let's continue on page 114. Let's finish this last paragraph before it was Gimel. So it says Rabbi Nelson, Shezeu Iker B'chin Shena. This is really why Kadosh Baruch Hu created sleep. Not the sleep that turns into something bad, that a person is sleeping, right? He's sleeping through class, he's daydreaming, he's sleeping through life, he's sleeping through his relationship. That's the histalshus that turns bad. The Iku Bechina Shena is the main reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu created sleep, was to teach us Shema Salkin Oz Hadas Lagamre. You sometimes in life have to throw away your das, the Somchen Lakamun, and to rely only on Amun. As we discussed, it takes das to know when to throw away your das. Sometimes it's forced upon a person. Sometimes it's forced upon a person, like a person gets tired. Physically, he's so tired, he has to go to sleep. So sometimes our das, a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes it, it is impossible to know, like we've been discussing. There's certain questions in life you cannot know. You're forced to throw away your das. Don't be miyayish. Don't become hopeless. Don't give up hope. Adarabah. Rely on your emunah that you have in a Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's other times in life where you're okay, but you want to take a nap. You could stay awake right now, but it would be better for you right now to rest. So you have to choose when to push away your das, to go into that place of sleep in a good way, in order that you can refresh yourself and come out even stronger. So the reason why we go to sleep, ultimately, whether we're forced into it, we're so tired, or we decide to go to sleep, is because we're giving away our das and we're bringing in the emunah. Meaning that this union of Muna is to be makabel, to accept the Ol Malchus Shemayim, the yoke of heaven, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, to really take on his Torah and his mitzvahs. Shemakabel al atzim and kodesh Hashem, that we take upon ourselves before we go to sleep. That's the right way you go to sleep. If you go to sleep out of kfira, out of yish, because I'm so tired, I can't do this anymore, I'm broken, so then that sleep is not going to be a good sleep. Adirab, that sleep is going to be very detrimental. You're going to wake up with a bigger headache. Right? Some people, they drink themselves to sleep, unfortunately. Some drink themselves to sleep, so they feel good for a few minutes as they're drinking, as they fall asleep, when they wake up with a big, huge headache. Yeah, that wasn't the right type of sleep. Adirab, you're going to go to sleep with Kabbalah Samach Hashem. I'm going to sleep, I'm throwing away my das in order that I enter into the world of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, into this Emunah. How do you do that? Al yidei kriya shema lamita. When you say kriya shema lamita before you go to bed, and that means, of course, lamaisa, before you go to bed, you say kriya shema lamita. But it means any time you're going into that sleep state, you need a break. It doesn't mean physically sleeping. You need a break from certain things in life. Go into that state of kabbalah samach hashem. You need to take a vacation. A vacation is a type of sleep, right? You have to go. You need a break from whatever it is. Your wife, your kids, work, whatever it is. You need to take a day off, a week off. That's a type of sleeping. You're not awake to that reality of your family, of work. But how do you go into that? You go into that like you're giving up hope? You're going into like, I can't take this anymore. No, you have to go in Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu is making me work hard. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I need a break. I don't want a break. I need a break first. So you go into that vacation, into that place of sleep with Kabbalah Samach Hashemayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm going with Emunah. But I'm going to come back fresh. I know you're going to give me the kochos to come back refreshed, and I can do this. That's where you have to go into sleep, into that sleep state. Then sleep becomes the greatest good, not a state of unconsciousness. Adrav, sleep becomes the greatest consciousness of Emunah. You're leaving your own world and you're entering into Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. Shehu Emunah Sayichud. Shema is the Emunah Sayichud. Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. Everything is one. The Emunah in Yichud, Yichud Hashem means many things. But in our Torah, it means everything has to be good. There has to be a goodness to everything because everything is one. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is one. Everything that he created is one. And it's all Tov. It's all good. So even sleep, like we're saying, even sleep has to be good at its root. Unfortunately, if it's abused, it's misused, then it turns into something bad. A person could sleep his life away. A person could sleep until 12 o'clock in the afternoon. But if it's used appropriately, Adarav, it's the greatest good. Kibashash Shena, when you go to sleep, Nechmas and Amochin, Soch Amunah, your Mochin, your Das, goes into Amunah. Becomes refreshed there. She can negate Elo Kushios Shi'ef Shal Yashman. Yes, sometimes there's questions in life you cannot answer. Shehem Bechin is Tokef Achoshach Shalaila. That's also called the darkness. That's also called nighttime. When you have questions that you cannot answer, that's a nighttime. So now what do? You try to stay awake and fight the night. Try to stay awake, right? You have little kids. Right? It's so late. They're sitting on the couch. They're reading. This happens to my kid every single night. He's falling asleep. But he's fighting to stay awake. Why are you fighting to stay awake? Go to sleep already. No, he has to fight to stay awake. Right? It's nighttime. You have questions that you can't answer. So it's a night. So what do? Do you fight it? And you try to answer them? And you allow the fear to enter you? Or no, you say, you know what? Kodesh Baruch Hu, I don't know. I'm going to go to sleep. I'm going to throw away my das. I'm going to allow the Emunah, Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I believe in you. I trust in you. There's a bigger plan, much bigger than me, much more than I know. And it's all good. It's all good. And then you go to sleep willingly and happily. The questions don't break you. You break the questions. You need to be masalik yadas, throw away your das. Go to sleep. And only rely on your emunah. We say every single day. It's funny we say it in the daytime, we say it in the nighttime. Well, actually, we do say it in the nighttime. Adon Olam. In your hand, in your hand, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I give over as a pikadon, what's the word in English? Give over my a deposit. Yeah, I deposit my ruach, my neshama to you. Yadcha in your hand, afkiruchi beis ishan, when I go to sleep, ve'aira, and when I wake up. We have to learn how to live with emunah when we go to sleep. We also have to learn to live with emunah when we wake up. That's very deep over here. The way we can live with emunah when we wake up, when we're living, is by learning how to also go to sleep, how to be masalik eradas. When we can choose times or kodesh, I don't know, and I'm choosing, I'm going to a place of emunah. And then when certain situations in life occur to us and there are no answers, they won't break us because we've already been trained. We've trained ourselves. And when things look bleak, things don't look good, we go into a place of emunah. We don't try to understand. We go into that place of emunah. And that's the same idea as this expression, chukim. The chukas ater. A chuk is something you don't understand. Or aduma, shatnez, other mitzvahs you don't understand. And if you read the Svar Makdoshim, Kedusha Slavin, this expression, others, every mitzvah is the emes achol. Zos chukas ater. All the mitzvahs of the Torah are really chukim. We don't understand why Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it. How can we? We're limited in our knowledge. Ooh, the Ram says a pshad here, the Chinuch says a pshad there. But so, we don't know. We don't know the amkus. We don't know the omek hamusag. Like Nelson said, we don't know the depth. So therefore, we have to learn to live our life in a way where we are mekabel the Ratzon Hashem at every moment, and that's with Emunah only, not with the reasons, explanations. Because if we need reasons and explanations, then when I'm not feeling like learning today, I'm not going to learn. When I don't feel like davening, I'm not going to daven. Either way, we have to be like soldiers, the Tzivos Hashem, like the Lubavitcher Rebbe used to make the kids, and we have to forge on. Why? Because the king commanded us to. If the king commanded us to, that's all good. It's the emes. It's great. Doesn't matter what I know, what I think. Doesn't matter. Throw away your das. Bring the munah. Be mechazik yourself. Go weiter. Every second of your life is gevaldik. We should resolve him as Hashem to believe that, live that, and Hashem will continue tomorrow. If they want to join me in H, I hope you can join me in H. Listen, if you're home anyway, come. But yeah, just bring some lunch, okay? I'm a little hungry. All right, see you later, Kevra. I just have a good day. What's going on? Doesn't call me at 1:30.